Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we'll be featuring all number one songs from various musical charts from the years 1973 through 1977. This half hour, we'll hear from Stevie Wonder, Gladys Knight and the Pips, The Temptations, Diana Ross, Marvin Gaye, Eddie Kendricks, The Jackson 5, and T.G. Shepherd. All coming up the next half hour as we feature all number one songs from 1973 through 1977.
Yeah. Summertime Memories with Tom Fallon.
To be. I lived in a place they called the inner city. Getting ahead was strictly a no-no, cause nobody cares what happens to the folks that live in the ghetto.
Thousands of lives wasting away, people living from day to day. It's a challenge just staying alive, cause in the ghetto only the strong.
Motown member from the Temptations. That was Masterpiece, and they reached number one on the rhythm and blues charts of 1973. Before that, a number one smash hit on the pop charts and rhythm and blues charts, also from 1973. Last night in the Pips, Neither One of Us Wants to Be the First to Say Goodbye, and we started with a third in a row of 1973 tunes. Number one on the pop and rhythm and blues charts, again from 1973, Superstition, Stevie Wonder. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom. For this hour, we're featuring all number one songs from various musical charts from the years 1973 through 1977. This half hour, we'll focus on the first 2 years, 1973 and 1974. Well, we've heard already three number one songs from 73. Coming up, the fourth one we'll hear, Diana Ross and Touch Me in the Morning. Well, Touch Me in the Morning became Diana Ross's second solo number one single and 14th career-wise on the Billboard Hot 100 charts. It was conceived by then unproven songwriter and producer Michael Masser. He had been recruited by Motown CEO Berry Gordy, and he teamed up with the proven ballad lyricist Ron Miller to write it. According to Masser, Diana always tried to push hard to get the vocals right for this particular song, calling it a draining experience that resulted in several near-emotional breakdowns when she wasn't up to her abilities. It was recorded in the early morning hours, as was her custom after she began raising her children. In a Barbara Walters Mother's Day interview special, her second oldest daughter, by the name of Tracy Ellis Ross, said that her mother, Diana, would put them to bed and record all night in order to wake her children and send them to school in the morning. Touch Me in the Morning became Diana Ross's longest charting record, remaining on the charts for 21 weeks. Well, here is Touch Me in the Morning, Diana Ross, right here on Motown Memories.
Touch me in the morning, then just walk away. We don't have tomorrow, but we had yesterday. Wasn't it me who said that nothing good's gonna last forever?
Love is true, oh baby.
Hendrix with Keep on Truckin' Part 1. They reached number 1 in the United States pop charts and number 1 in the rhythm and blues charts in 1973. Before that, another great song from 1973, Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It On, number 1 in the pop and rhythm and blues charts. And we started with a great love song from Diana Ross, Touch Me in the Morning, number 1 in the pop charts and number 1 in the adult contemporary charts of 1973. This is Motown Memories with Tom. For this hour, we're featuring all number one songs from various musical charts during five big years from 1973 through 1977. Well, so far we've heard six songs from 1973. Coming up, the first song we'll hear from 1974, the Jackson 5's number one smash hit, Dancing Machine. Well, Dancing Machine was the Jackson 5's first U.S. top 10 hit since 1971's Sugar Daddy, and it hit number one on the Cashbox and number two on the Billboard Hot 100 charts, as well as number one on the rhythm and blues charts. Billboard magazine ranked the song as the number 3 overall song for the entire year of 1974, and it brought the Jackson 5 their second Grammy Award nomination in 1975 for Best Rhythm and Blues Performance by a Duo or Group. The song, which reportedly sold over 3 million records, popularized the physical complicated robot dance technique devised by Charles Washington in the late 1960s. Michael Jackson first performed the dance on television while singing Dancing Machine with the Jackson 5 on an episode of the United States television show called Soul Train. Well, Dancing Machine was originally recorded for the group's 1973 album called G.I.T. or Get It Together, but it was also the title track of the 1974 album called Dancing Machine. Well, here is Dancing Machine, the Jackson 5, right here on Motown Memories.
Dancing until the music stops now. Yeah.
All the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
I come home late at night with my shoes in my hands, stumble in the back door being quiet as I can. And dead, cold and all alone, and she's crying, 'cause I'm breaking up our home. And she knows the hell I'm going through in this world. Me with my clothes. Guess she stays on with me 'cause she really knows that I'm trying, Lord, to find my freedom by escaping to the only freedom I've ever known. And she knows.
There's a devil in the bottom.
die this way.
That was Devil in a Bottle, and they reached number one in the country charts in 1974 from T.G. Shepherd. And we started with the Jackson 5 Dancing Machine, number one in the pop charts and number one on the rhythm and blues charts of 1974. Well, this half hour, we featured some great number one songs from various musical charts from the years 1973 and 1974. Coming up after the break, we'll hear number one songs from 75, 76, and 77. So keep it right here on Motown Memories.